Deho Lee strikes out, and Team Israel wins it 2-1 in 10 innings. And how about that?
After a stunning win against South Korea, Israel is heading to the second round of the World Baseball Classic. Team Israel includes both minor and major league players and one Israeli-born New Yorker whose other job is booking music acts in Manhattan. WMIC's Anne-Marie Fertoli has more.
It's a modest lunch crowd at Soho's City Winery, a music venue across the street from WNYC. It's where Shlomo Lippitz works during the day.
I think it surprises a lot of people. He doesn't look like a baseball player. He's tall. He's got a really unique kind of hipster style. He has a mullet, you know, like that. You wouldn't expect looking at him that he's an athlete, but he in fact is. So, you know, full of surprises.
That's Hannah Gold, who works with Lippitz. She says people are excited about Israel's unlikely success in the World Baseball Classic.
I told him when I talked to him on the phone, I sort of feel like he's my kid and everyone's like bragging about how proud they are to me. So, you know, it's been very exciting. People know what's going on and people are really stoked for him, and so are we.
And no one is more excited than Lippitz himself. I caught him on the phone just after he landed in Tokyo, close to 1 a.m. local time. This is a big deal for him.
All the games are taking place in the Tokyo Dome, which is 55,000 capacity. I could tell you for a fact that all of their Japan's home games have been sold out. I've never played in front of 55,000 people, so it's pretty exciting.
Lippitz, who's a pitcher, says he fell in love with the game when he saw the Mets play back in 1986, the year the team won the World Series. But baseball isn't all that popular in Israel.
We're always looking for bats, for gloves, for balls. It's always a struggle. So a very, very, very long way from those days in Tel Aviv, playing catch on a soccer field.
Lippitz has yet to take the mound in the World Baseball Classic, but he says he's supporting the team however he can, including by spreading Israeli heritage among his teammates, some of whom have never been to the country. He's soaking up every moment, but Lippitz says he also looks forward to getting back to his music.
I'm going to be, you know, basically hitting the ground running and going back, sitting in my office and reminiscing on those good old times. But again, I love my job. I get to work with great artists every single day.
Team Israel plays Cuba on Sunday. For WNYC, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli.